Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Carl Setzer. He's a commodity risk analyst with AgVisor. Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing great, Shauna. How are you today?
Good. Do you think we'll see more wheat coming up this year?
You know, that is the sleeper in the market, and I can answer yes. I do think our wheat acres, I think, are a little bit underestimated. I think some of these winter wheat acres, and you know, that's the thing about Michigan out here, there's a lot of winter wheat growing in this state. We got some really big mills that sit in the south, and you know, we've seen huge demand for wheat products lately, breads and pastas, especially with the coronavirus. Mills, you know, calling around, they need to make flour. I think we do see, you know, a lot of these winter wheat acres that are planted just for a cover crop may stay as a crop to be harvested, especially with the weaker corn market and the strength we've seen in wheat futures. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit higher spring wheat planted for the same reason. So I think we have some, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if our production ramps up on wheat in the United States. I think the market will be very slow to react to the increase in acres. The futures and the cash prices we're seeing are definitely encouraging somebody to look at wheat more so than corn or soybeans right now, though.
And what do you see in the livestock area?
Livestock is a wild card right now, Shauna. I tell you, we saw a huge demand for beef and pork and poultry ahead of the, you know, when the coronavirus first started, people, you know, packing their freezers full of all kinds of meats. We've seen that kind of run its course, and you can actually go to stores now and they're starting to refill their stocks. It's getting a little bit back to normal. The cattle on feed reports continue to show us lower placements, you know, equal numbers on feed, but lower placements tells us we could see further contractions to the cold storage numbers. The one that we really have to watch is pork. Our pork demand just isn't what we thought it would be. And that's kind of we got to take that with a grain of salt because we have record pork demand. It's just not as high as we wanted. Our pork production continues to swell. We just keep seeing more and more pork coming in. And not only more, but higher weights on hogs and cattle. And, you know, we're starting to see a bit of a disconnect there. I wouldn't be surprised to see a correction come to hogs here in the near future. But as far as cattle, there's reasons to think we're going to have strength underneath our cattle market for time to come. A big wild card, and I keep going back to the coronavirus, Shauna, but it's going to depend on how long, you know, these travel bans hold on and how much these restrictions apply as we start to get closer and closer to Memorial Day, which is the start of the traditional grilling season, and you start to see them big pushes for everything. You know, that's going to be the wild card in how much U.S. demand we have. Now, people can still have their cookouts at home, but if they can't have big gatherings, that can easily start to affect what we see for demand on both.
Interesting. I was just at the locker. I asked them, because I went and picked up some beef to stock my freezer. I was a little low. And I said, are you busy due to the coronavirus? And he said, you know, actually, Shauna, we're busy like this year round. We're booked out a year in advance for beef.
Wow.
All right, Carl Setzer, thank you so much for your time today here.
Oh, hey, it's great. I love doing this. Thanks for having me, Shauna.